I'm Rick Henson with this check of the latest area news on KJAN. Two people were injured when a car and a tractor collided Wednesday night north of Atlantic. According to dispatch reports, a tractor and a Honda Accord collided about a mile south of Boston Road on Highway 173 or 590th Street just after 9 p.m. An elderly male and female reportedly suffered from neck pain and other possible unknown injuries. Both were transported to the Cass County Hospital with what were considered to be non-life-threatening injuries. The woman was later flown to an Omaha hospital for additional treatment. Officials indicated the accident happened as the car hit the tractor from behind as both were traveling south, and the tractor, which was pulling a seed carrier, was attempting to pull into a residential driveway. The driver of the tractor was not injured. An Atlantic Middle School student was transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for treatment of minor injuries after a light fixture in a recently renovated classroom broke loose and fell from the ceiling at around 9 a.m. Wednesday. School officials said two students suffered from scratches while another had a bump on the head. The trio were treated by the school nurse. One was subsequently transported to the hospital for additional examination and treatment. The classroom was evacuated while the general contractor examined the remaining light fixtures to find out how the incident occurred. Authorities say a man and his two-year-old daughter escaped unharmed from a Council Bluffs house fire Wednesday. The Daily Nonpareil said the fire happened just after 2:30 p.m. Michael Large told the newspaper that he smelled smoke and then discovered flames on the outside of his home. He says he grabbed his daughter, ran outside, and ran across the street to safety. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. A traffic stop late Wednesday night in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a minor female on alcohol charges. Sheriff's officials say 17-year-old Cheryl Ann Hallcock of Elliott was arrested at around 11:10 p.m. Wednesday on a charge of OWI, first offense. The teen was processed at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center before being released to the custody of her mother. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they were investigating a hit-and-run accident that occurred Wednesday at Highway 34 and G Avenue west of Red Oak. Kayla McDougall was in her vehicle, which was stationary at the northbound stop sign behind a semi-tractor trailer, when the tractor and its trailer began to back up, making contact with McDougall's vehicle. The semi then continued eastbound on Highway 34. Damage to McDougall's vehicle was estimated at $1,000. There were no injuries reported. A man and woman from Glenwood were arrested Tuesday in Mills County on drug charges. Sheriff's officials say 59-year-old Carl Herrick and 44-year-old Julie Hughes face charges that include manufacturing marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. The duo were taken into custody on Kane Avenue at around 9:15 a.m. Tuesday. Their bond was set at $10,300 each. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports also no one was injured during a single vehicle accident Monday morning about 2 miles southwest of Glenwood. A 2002 Dodge driven by Damian Hoos of Glenwood was traveling on Highway 34 and negotiating a right turn onto Ingram Avenue at around 7:15 a.m. when the vehicle, which was traveling too fast, began to skid. It went off the road and came to rest in a ditch. There were no citations issued. And the trial of a Northwest Iowa man accused of killing his mother and kidnapping another woman has been moved to a courtroom nearly 50 miles away. A judge on Tuesday granted a change of venue request for 21-year-old Kirk Levin's trial. It'll be moved from Sac City in Sac County to Fort Dodge in Webster County. Levin's attorney requested the change based on extensive media coverage in his county and surrounding counties. The Sioux City Journal reports Levin's trial is scheduled to begin on June the 3rd. He's charged with first-degree murder and third-degree kidnapping. Prosecutors say Levin repeatedly stabbed Marilyn Schmidt in early on January 3rd and then kidnapped a 21-year-old woman. She later escaped. Levin had just been released from prison days earlier after serving time for burglary. And that is a check of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Henson reporting.